Okay, good evening. Our learning today is sponsored by Zahava Norman Barrett to commemorate the earth site of Norman's father, Eliezer Menachem Mendel ben Yehuda HaKohen, Mr. Max Baron. Our learning today is to serve as an Eloi for his neshama, began Eidim Shalmala. So we began the first Mishnah in Shas yesterday, in Brachos, and we discussed three major opinions as to when Kriyat Shema ends. When's the end time, when you can teach Kriyat Shema till? So we said the first opinion was Ad Sof Hashmua Rishona, until the first third of the night. The second opinion was until Chatzos, which is approximately tonight around 12:55. And the third opinion is until, what did we say? And then the third opinion is until Amud HaShachar. So we said that the first and third opinions, Amud HaShachar and Hashmua Rishona, really depend on how you understand the pasuk that we're going to read very shortly. B'shach Becha, you have to read Kriyat Shema Bishach Becha, when you're lying down. What? So does that mean at the time when somebody goes to sleep? So that's Ad Sof Hashmua Rishona. People go to sleep in the first third of the night. Or is it when people are sleeping? So people sleep generally until daybreak, especially back then. Times of the Gemara, people lived. Their schedules were based on the sun. When the sun went down, everybody was home, away from the fields. So one thing, I made one mistake last night, is that when does Kriyat Shema begin? So the Kriyat Shema begins, Rabbi Elazar says, when the Kohanim go to eat their Truma. That's when all Kohanim, so you have Kohanim that became Tamei, and they have Tamei for just that day. They go to the mikvah, they have to bring a Korban. So when do they become Tahor that they can eat Truma? It's at a time when, so what time is that? That is, I said Shkia last time, it's a mistake, Tseisa Kochavim. That's when you have three medium stars come out, Tseisa Kochavim, that's when Shabbos ends, etc. Why is that important? Because of the following question that Rashi asks. And he's going to question everything that we're about to do. Okay? Rashi asks, why is it that we have these minyanim that daven Mariv and say Kriyat Shema after Shkia? We're much earlier on in the day, right? Way before Tseis Kochavim. Why is that allowed? If the Mishnah clearly says the earliest time to say Kriyat Shema is at Tseis. No? This is, okay, let's go home. Come back at 9. So what's going on over here? So Rashi states two points, two chidushim, two huge chidushim. Number one, Rashi says here, the Kriyat Shema that we say at Mariv before Tseis isn't Kriyat Shema to be Yotzei your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Then why do you say it? Just skip it. You say it as a form of learning Torah. Why? And now this is beautiful. Torah and Tefillah are the two bookends of a Jew's life. We should always try to juxtapose those two together. After you finish learning in the morning, you should learn a little bit of Torah. Maybe before you daven, you should learn a little bit of Torah. So before you say Mariv, the Shemoneh Esrei Mariv, you should learn a little Torah. That Torah is the Kriyat Shema right then and there. So mech Talmud Torah letfila. You're now yotzei your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema with that. And then he says, oh, what about Kriyat Shema? You're obligated twice a day from the Torah to say Kriyat Shema. Now this is a giant, he thought that was interesting. Okay, good, interesting. This is a huge chiddush. He says that we're yotzei the Kriyat Shema that we say at night on our beds. Kriyat Shema Shamita. I'm not going to take a poll. Who says all three paragraphs of Kriyat Shema when they say Kriyat Shema Lamita? Okay, a third of the room, a quarter of the room, not even all right. My minhag is also say the first paragraph. So Rashi says that he quotes that minhag. All you need to do to be yotzei mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema, Shema v'yahafta, done. Whoa. So all the Rishonim, and I mean literally all the Rishonim, are unhappy with Rashi. For one thing that he says, he can't get it right. Right? Tosfos says, get out of here. What are you saying? He quotes numerous proofs that everybody thinks you could say Kriyat Shema, Yotzei on a Daraisa level, before nighttime. That's Rashi. That Tosfos is annoyed at that point. Okay? And Tosfos comes to the conclusion that we paskin like a different day in the Gemara. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can be Yotzei Kriyat Shema Deraisa after Plag HaMincha. Okay? Tosef Rabbeinu Tam, whoa, right? So again, you could maybe rely on that opinion. Rabbeinu Tam says, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Huge chiddush, huge chiddush. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban, and other Rishonim argue in the second. They agree with Rashi in the first point, juxtaposed toward tefillah, but they say, get out of here. You only could say your first parsha Kriyat Shema, and you would say all of Daraisa? No way. No way. They say, at night, you should say all three paragraphs of Kriyat Shema again when it gets dark. How do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed Hei says very, very clearly, Zman Kriyat Shema Balayla Mishas Yetziah Shlosha Kochavim. When's the ideal time to say Kriyat Shema? When all three, when the three stars come out, Tzitz Chavim, Vimu Yom Unan, if it's, you can't tell today, it's a moot point, we all have smartphones, we all can figure this out, you wait until you for sure know. Vim Karol Kodol Mechein, this is us tonight, where if we read Shema before this appropriate time. Chose Rekore Osa, you read it again, below Brachos, without the Brachos, those, right, again, your Yotzei now. V'imatzibur magdim l'kros kriyat shema b'mod yom, yikra yimahem kriyat shema v'chosel v'ispal yimahem, u'kshiagia zman, when the time comes, you say kriyat shema again, with all three paragraphs. So the Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins like Rashi on one side, that the kriyat shema that we say right now is a kriyat shema shel learning, shel Talmud Torah, but you have to say all three paragraphs again when it gets dark. Okay, then when it gets dark, they don't agree with the second thought of Rashi. And again, there are those out there that are paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, and if one forgot that night before, you can always rely on Rabbeinu Tam. Oh my gosh, next morning I completely forgot. But again, the Mishnah Bura is concerned with those that say, I'll say all three paragraphs when I put my head down, when I'm ready to go to sleep. Because you're tired, you might fall asleep, you might nod off in the middle. Some of us might nod off even earlier than that. So to prevent that from happening, it's best to say them close enough to the time. What is it, 8:30 tonight is a solid time. Close enough to the time when Seis hits, put an alarm on your phone, then say Kriyat Shema, as opposed to waiting till a little bit later.
Kriyat Shema with all three.
Yes. The Mishnah says, ultimately, we paskin like Chachamim on the end time of Chatzos. But b'di'eved, we can say Kriyat Shema until Amud HaShachar. We will continue with that point, that Nakuda, in the Mishnah, Be'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi, Rabbi Tzadok Baruch Hu, Zach Yisrael, Lefichach Yerbalem Torah Mitzvah, Shneamar, Donaich Beitz Zman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah,